Forward momentum.
Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts. Based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 1, Wing and Smoke. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. Banished to the very outskirts of civilization, the Sith fight amongst themselves for remembered glory. Dozens of warlords vie for the title of Dark Lord as the threat of the Sith grows dim. In this time of peace, the Jedi, reduced by struggles against the Sith and beset by the temptation of the dark side, have fallen out of favor. Even their supporters think that the Jedi Order has outlived its relevancy and should fade into history. The people of the Republic have embraced this newfound peace and think the dark times are behind them. But the dangers have not passed, and even now, the flagship of a Sith Lord, Kerenin Vinar, arrives over the remote Republic world of Dera IV to deliver the first stroke in a much bolder plan.
Captain.
Yes?
Sir, you wanted to know when we were in position.
Thank you, Neris. The bridge is yours. I'm going to report to his lordship.
Sir.
37 years in uniform, and I'm forced to serve a master who'd rather read some ancient books than see to the defense of his worlds. Isn't as if the other warlords are going to be nice and not invade our territory while we go gallivanting off on this little errand. I just hope we get this over with before our fleet falls to Republic guns. You there, guard. Captain Hyrodin to see Lord Vinar at his request.
Yes, sir. Lord Vinar is awaiting you.
Ah, Captain Hyrodin. Come in. I take it we are ready at last?
Sir, we stand prepared, my lord. What are your orders?
Today will be remembered as the day it all began. I promise you that, my master. I sense you disapprove of this action, Captain.
It is not my place to approve or disapprove, my lord. Only to serve you.
Well said. But I do not want droids for officers, Captain. I value your judgment. In private, you may speak your mind.
I do not understand the significance of this world. The fleet is spread so thin we cannot even effectively blockade the planet for another 3 days. And yet you want us to strike now. I know you must have a reason. It is simply not clear to me, my lord.
You're a military man. Captain, you deal with facts and figures, armies and opposing forces, what you can see and touch. What we hunt down there are not rebels, nor enemies. What we look for on this world is information.
Information?
Yes, Captain. This world holds a secret treasure, of a sort. When we have it, we will hold the galaxy by its throat.
As you say, my lord.
Launch the landing parties, Captain. Bring me what I seek.
As you command, Lord Vinar.
Kara? Kara! Kara Tal Vanden, where the blazes are you?
Oh, that girl.
Myri, have you seen our daughter since lunch?
I didn't have anything for her to do, so I told her to go to the upper meadow and get out from underfoot.
Why?
You know what she'll do up there, right? She'll come home all covered in glider wing fluff again.
And what if she does? She enjoys their company. Besides, they all consider her one of them. They won't let her come to harm.
Yeah, I know. She swears up and down that she can hear them speak in her mind. I guess that's all well and good, but...
Stanley Vanden, out with it. What is bothering you so much about this?
She's been riding them, Myrie. If some fool from High Rock sees her, bird the size of our house with a girl perched on its back, bold as you please...
And why would some fool from a village a day's ride from here be nosing about in our upper meadows anyway?
All I'm saying is if someone finds out you and Kara have the music, we'll be in a whole mess of trouble. You know we aren't supposed to let anybody know about it. Heavens forbid the Sith come looking for us. Or even worse, the Jedi. You know what they'd want.
I do know. Maybe you're right, dear. We should talk to her about being more careful soon. I just don't want to cut her off from her friends.
Thank goodness the harvest is in and all the winter prep work is finally done. I can't remember the last time I had a whole afternoon free. Now, where is the glider wing?
Child, it is a beautiful day to fly.
Excellent. You'd better be ready to catch me.
You don't mean to jump from that cliff. Yes, you did.
Oof. Good catch.
Children, what would happen if I missed?
You're always there when I need you.
Always, my featherless fledgling. And where shall we fly today? The light flees. You should return to your nest. Will you come again soon?
I will, as soon as I can. Goodbye.
Kara, wake up.
Go away, Ma. Let me sleep.
We need your help loading the wagon so we can go to the village for some supplies.
Wagon? What? Go to High Rock? Oh, Ma, no, I hate going there.
Then we best do it quick and get it over with, hadn't we? Now hop to it. There's some breakfast in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
Morning, sunshine.
Why
so gloomy?
Someone doesn't want to go to the village with us.
Oh, come on, Mother. It's not like that. I just don't want to go bouncing along in that cart for two or more days. I know it has to be done, but I don't have to like it.
Well, now it does have to be done, but...
But?
I don't see why she has to come with us. She's all but grown up, and I think it's about time we accepted that.
Really? Wow, thanks! Mwah! Thanks, Pa!
But you do have to finish helping me load the wagon. You managed to avoid that yesterday.
You got it. I'll go get started. And... There! Phew. Done at last.
Yeah. Now I know the best way to motivate you to work hard. Just threaten you with 2 days in the wagon. Figures, though. You and I are done and Myrie is still in there getting ready.
Don't mock Mother. It's not her fault you're in such a rush. Besides, she's probably in there cooking for you two and me, so I don't burn down the house while you're gone.
How did you know? Kara, dear, I put some food away for you down in the cellar. Just warm the stew over a fire. And try not to burn down the entire house while you're at it.
Just the kitchen. Oh.
Whatever happened to my little girl? Hugging you is like embracing a beanpole.
Mother!
That's what time does, Myrie. Our little bit of sunshine is almost grown now. Won't be long before she goes off and looks for a man.
Pa, you're terrible!
Now you be good.
I will. See you in a couple days.
For All goes well.
Yeah!
Master! Where did he... Ah, Master! I thought I lost you in the crowd. The library briefing said Dara 4 was supposed to be a calm, pastoral sort of planet.
Only outside the few spaceport towns. And remember, a Sith battle wagon made orbit just after our ship landed. That would make any populace more agitated.
I don't believe the Sith would invade Republic space. When we return to the temple...
My young Padawan, we have far more to fear from the Sith than anyone else here. Please try not to broadcast the fact that we are Jedi.
Yes, Master. I'll do better next time.
See that you do. Our mission is too vital to allow a loose tongue to end it.
Still, I wonder what could have drawn the Sith all the way out here. We're a long way from any of their systems. Even if this world is remote, they can't believe it will be undefended.
Probably they're after the same thing we are. Go now. Finding Blade Dancer's kin is your task. I must pursue my own.
As you say, Master. May the... Good luck?
Better, young one. Better.
Find a man. Putting the cart before the dray, aren't we, Pa?
Child.
Oh, hello. You all came down to find me? I was coming to your meadow. Should you be this far down the mountain?
We heard your confusion in the great music. The flock came as one to comfort you. Tell us, what is troubling you so?
Oh, it's nothing really. I was just thinking this is the first time my parents have left me alone, and something my father said before he left.
No, it is something deeper than that. You sense the wrongness too, do you not?
Wrongness? Yes. Something more is happening.
What is that in the sky?
Where? Up there? I can barely see. Wait, I think that is a ship. It's coming from the village, towards the farm?
No, Colt, silence. Egg Smasher.
Hey, put me down.
Away, escape, flee my flock. Egg Smasher's
come. Where are you taking me?
To a place of safety. They and the dead flying box come to kill.
My family! I have to warn them!
No! We will carry you away to safety. The flock protects its own.
But they're in danger! Damn it! Answer me!
I am sorry, child, but they will kill you if we remain.
It's cold. You're taking me farther and higher than we've gone before.
We fly to our refuge. You will be safe.
It's so cold. Mother. Father.
She has fainted.
It is of no moment. I will keep her from falling. The refuge is not far now.
Captain Hiradin, report.
Ah, my lord. Our scout teams are all deployed. One reported a lead on the whereabouts of the target, a small farm outside a village known as High Rock. But the farm was recently vacated. They're conducting a search of the surrounding area now.
It is local night there, correct?
Yes, my lord. We're using thermal scans from the drop shuttles to widen the search area. There is some good news, however. The patrol seized several image hollows of the Vanden family, the owners of the farm in question. Their likenesses have been distributed to all search teams. My lord, is something wrong?
Hmm? No, Captain. Merely a tremor in the force. I sense that our prey has left the region. Concentrate your search in the world's spaceports for now. Deploy the other ships as soon as they arrive. No one can be allowed to leave until we have what we came for.
No. No! Where am I? looks like a cave. At least I'm not freezing, but I have to get back. Oh no, I don't even recognize these mountains. It's going to take me days to find my way back.
Child, you are awake. Good.
You?
I stood guard above the cave through the night. I listened for the foul song of the egg smashers, but their song has faded now. The music is clear once more, if saddened.
Take me back. I'm worried about my parents.
I will do as you ask, but I fear you will not like what you find there. I hear the note of anger in your song, child.
I don't want to talk. Just fly faster.
There would have been nothing you could have.
I said I don't want to talk. If something happened to my parents because I wasn't there.
No. It is as I feared. Look below us to the east.
Smoke. Rising from the farm. Someone burned it to the ground.
I hear no song. Save that of frightened beasts. Your parents were not there when it occurred.
They were on the road to High Rock. Follow the road.
Child, do not conjure false hope. The sorrow I heard before still lingers.
I don't care. Just do it.
I see a black scar against the valley. It is the source of the sorrow.
Land!
Child, it will not be an easy sight.
Land, or I swear I'll jump off. But, that's our cart, and the old dray that pulled it. Mother? Father? Mother? Oh no.
It is as I feared.
They tied them. Then beat them, and then... Mother, Father, no. No, no. Mother, Father, I'm sorry that this is the best comfort I can give you, to bury you together on the little rise where we used to watch the sunset. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what comes next. I'm so lost without you.
Child, there is a storm coming. We should seek shelter.
You made me leave them. If not for you, then maybe they'd be alive. At least I'd be with them in death. How dare you?
Child.
Don't call me that. Leave!
As you wish.
I never want to see you again! He was right, though. I'll need shelter. Let's see if the cellar is still sound, at least. Well, at least parts of the cellar are still dry. Even if sacks of beans aren't the most comfortable things in the world. So, what now? My family is dead. My home is destroyed. What's left? What's here for me now? I don't even know why my family was murdered. Is why important? They're dead. Someone murdered them. They should pay for that, and I will make them pay! Ah! This is hopeless. What was that? It came from over there. And what's that dim red glow? It's behind this building block. What? It's some red crystal pyramid. It looks about the size of my fist. What is this thing? A hologram of an old woman?
It was my greatest hope that this holocron would never again be found or used. But it seems that my will has been thwarted, and that you have come to seek my counsel. Know that only one of my line can activate this device, and that means I welcome you, though I wish this had not happened.
Huh? One of her line. What does she mean?
My name is Celine Alvanden, though most know me as Celine Blade Dancer.
That was my grandmother's name!
As a young Jedi, I served under Revan in the Mandalorian Wars. I was witness to Revan's fall and followed her into the ways of darkness. But that tale is for another time. As you accept your inheritance from me, take also my weapon. May my lightsaber serve you well.
Her lightsaber? Yes, there's something else in the hole. A metal tube about 4 hands long, and a pouch. Wait, my grandmother was a Jedi?
Use it to guard this holocron with your life. Many will search for it. None should be allowed to use it. Not ever again. It was my hope that it would remain hidden on Lera 4, but fate, it seems, will not allow that to happen. Guard it well, or all will suffer from my knowledge. Should someone again seek the horrors I have found, then this holocron may be the sole hope of the galaxy. It is a heavy burden I place on you, one that none should ever have to bear. Hail, my kin, and farewell.
This is a lightsaber, double-bladed and red. What's in the pouch? Gems and a few coins? Wait, this holocron, this is why my parents died. I have to keep this safe, even if the only revenge I can offer my parents is making sure their deaths weren't in vain. But if I get the chance to kill those who did this, I'll take it. I swear it to both of you. I guess the storm has passed. I should be off. It's not safe to stay here anymore. Maybe I can get to High Rock and barter a trip to Othani spaceport. You?
I returned, child, when I heard your agonized song, and when you banished the storm.
What do you mean?
With your song, you reached forth in power and rent the storm from above. Now, I hear your note of parting. You mean to leave?
Yes. I did not treat you very well before. I'm sorry.
It is forgiven and forgotten. Your song cut deeply because of the truth in it. I did steal you away from your parents because I did not want to lose you, child.
I don't want to leave, but I must. I know now why my parents were killed, and I have to keep that secret safe.
I know. My featherless fledgling has grown, and now it is time she soared. Go with our goodwill, and go with my love.
I'll return someday, I promise. Goodbye.
The flock shall always be here for you. Now go, and carry our blessing. You are now, as you were always meant to be, my brave, saddened child.
With burning conviction, Kara Tau Vanden starts out on a journey to protect the legacy she doesn't even understand. Before her lie the trials of the Sith and Jedi, and the ultimate secret, a danger that could end all life in the galaxy. Behind her, a loyal friend watches her leave, and raises a mighty trumpet blast to the heavens, a comfort to her flock, her family, a warning to her enemies. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 1, Wing and Smoke, based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, and the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Kara Tau Vanden, Devin Cox as the Glider Wing, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Benar, Andrew Gilbertson as Captain Hirrodin, Joe Harrison as Sten Nee Vanden, and Silas Carter as Myrie Nee Vanden. Also heard were Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod, and Melissa D. Johnson as Celine Blade Dancer. This is Nathan P. Butler. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcast, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, or any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly. Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.